It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We'll report next on the story of one unemployed American. It's a story you could likely repeat millions of times.
The upside for Americans out of work right now is that companies are slowly hiring again. The downside is that Americans out of work may not be at the front of the line for those new jobs.
The very fact of being unemployed may be a disadvantage. Some employers are not eager to hire the close to 25 million Americans who are out of work or underemployed. That includes this experienced worker who spoke with NPR's John Itzde.
Until he got laid off more than 2 years ago, Michael Hall was a road warrior.
I would leave my home here in California about 3 a.m. To catch a flight and get home Friday around midnight.
In between, he'd often make 8 more airline connections as he flew around the country.
Yeah, pretty hardcore.
Hall's job was demonstrating high-tech equipment for data and phone networks. His hard work, engineering training, and social skills helped him pull down a solid 6-figure income. But now Mike Hall, who's 50 years old and single, spends most of his time looking for work. He says he's applied for well over 1,000 jobs. Every 3 months or so, he manages to get an interview, but so far, no luck. He says he knows it's not personal.
But try telling that to some kid who asked every single girl to the prom in his high school. And they all said no. After a while, being told that you're not desired or wanted that many times, it might start to sink in, but you try to block it out.
Hall says he mostly manages to remain hopeful, but he's really troubled by one thing: the prejudice many hiring managers seem to hold against the unemployed.
Two specifically came right out and said, we don't like to hire people that are unemployed. And one followed that with, so why are you still unemployed, in almost an indignant manner, which seemed kind of insulting. And the obvious answer is, well, because people like you don't like to hire unemployed people.
This is a common complaint from unemployed workers, that employers only want to hire people who already have jobs. And there's a view that there must be something wrong with you if you're unemployed. Chris Schaublock, CEO of West Coast Careers, a recruiting and staffing company, confirms those perceptions. And he says he absolutely has clients who tell him they don't want him to hire unemployed workers. Schaublock thinks there are legitimate reasons behind that strategy.
If you think about the talent in that unemployed market, you would realize that companies rarely lay off their best skilled workers.
So, says Schaublock, it's not surprising that some companies don't want to hire the unemployed.
It's people that aren't top performers. So if you're ABC Corporation and you're trying to hire the best salesperson out there and you're looking at unemployed people, it might not be the group of people with the best skills.
Mike Hall says when he hears that, it makes him feel like an outcast.
It sounds and it really feels like society wants you to voluntarily walk out onto the ice floe. And I'm not ready for that. I'm too young to pack it all in. I've got a lot yet to offer.
In fact, some other staffing experts have pointed out that given the massive layoffs in the economy, the chances of finding top performers in the current pool of unemployed workers is probably higher than at any time in recent memory. And there may be another reason for companies to make sure they consider the unemployed.
It's quite possible that discriminating against somebody because they're unemployed is illegal.
Judy Conte represents the National Employment Law Project, an advocacy group for low-income and unemployed workers. She acknowledges there's no specific statute protecting unemployed individuals, but Conte says because people of color who are protected against discrimination have higher than average unemployment rates, an argument could be made that refusing to consider unemployed people for jobs is illegal.
With record high levels of unemployment and with people being out of work for so long now, clearly this problem and this prejudice is growing.
Conte's organization has brought the issue to the attention of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and she says the Black and Hispanic caucuses are also preparing letters urging the commission to take quick action on the issue. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.